Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simen Shin Samach Zayin yesterday, which deals with the halachos of one's wife participating in the Erev Chatzeros with or without your permission. And we'll conclude that Simen today. It's a very short Simen, it's only one Sif, and we begin on the very top line of today's daf, where the Mechaber tells us, V'im ein habal v'ho isho ba'ir. If the husband and his wife, neither of them are in the city, so what can the people in that community do in order that they should be able to carry? How do they get them to participate in this Erev Chatzeros? So the halach is, Yecholim b'nei habayis, the people, the children who live in that house, can go and be ma'arev, la'arev, they can participate in the Erev Chatzeros with the rest of the people in that chatzer. Shelo b'diyoso, even if they don't have their father's explicit knowledge that he wants them to participate in this, without his knowledge. And that's true. Imein habayis pasuach el chatzer echad. This is allowable that the bnei habayis can go and participate in the erev chatzeros, even though they don't have their quote parents' knowledge that they want that to occur. They can do this when there is their house only going into that chatzer, and they would ruin it for everybody else if they didn't participate. And even in a case, v'afilum hayo pasuach l'shtei chatzeros, even if their house opened up into two different chatzeros, so they wouldn't automatically ruin it for the people in that chatzer, if it is on a regular basis something that they participate in hu ragil la'ariv be'echad mehem, if they normally would go and participate into that chatzer, so ma'arvim alav, then they would be allowed to go and participate in that erev chatzeros. So this is true, even if they don't have the yediyah, the knowledge of their parents, they could go and be a participant in that erev chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes, v'im yadu mimenu she'eino rotzeh, but however, if they know that their father did not want to participate, then afa pi shelo micha bam beferish, even though he didn't explicitly state, I do not want you to participate, but they know he doesn't want them to participate, so then in this situation, as opposed to the wife, who can do this, the children, the bnei bayis over here, ein yecholim lorev, they're not allowed to go and participate in the erev chatzeros if they know that their father doesn't want them to. Now, the issue footnote number 10 brings down, v'yemicha b'ishto, if the man protested and he told his wife, I don't want you to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, what is the halacha? Is anybody else allowed to go be mezakeh against his will for that family? So the Pribogadim brings down, and likewise the Chazon Ish bring down, that they're not sure. They're estopic in this situation. Can you or can you not do this? However, the Shelos Tshuvos u'bocharto b'chayim brings down that such a Shiloh was asked him about a certain kehillah that had a man in it that protested and didn't want to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and he said that they would be allowed to be zocha on his behalf, even bal karcho, even against his will. Why? Because this is a zechus gemura. It's absolutely a benefit. There's no harm done by him participating in the Erev Chatzeros. Everybody now can carry in that area. And he brings down from the Rashba that in regards to an Eved that says that he doesn't want to be freed, we automatically say that he can be freed against his will because this is an absolute zechus for him to become a member of Klal Yisrael. So even if he's standing up and screaming, I don't want it, we can be mezakeh on his behalf, this shtar shichur. And so too, the Shelos Tshuvos Sholom Eishev, he brings down, Shemisha Eino Modeh Be'erev, if somebody says, I don't believe in this Erev Chatzeros stuff, Efshol Lezakus Lobak Karcho, you can go and on his behalf, make him participate in the Erev Chatzeros, even against his will. And this is also the opinion of the Shelos Tshuvos Chazon Nochum. On the other hand, you have the Sefer Shelos Tshuvos Machzei of Avraham, who says, Eiv Shelos Smoch HaDivrei Rashba. You can't rely and say that the Rashba allows it in regards to a Shtar Shichur for an Eved. He says, that's not the Halacha. And he says, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskind. If the Eved, in fact, says, no, I do not want to go and accept the Shtar Shichur, you can't be Mezakid on his behalf. And he doesn't go to freedom. Mishum Shalomu Ilo, Zechia Bal Karcho, you can't go and be Mezakid on behalf of somebody against their will, even if it's something that is a Zechus Gomur, even if it's something that is absolutely of his to his benefit. And he says, Af im hasibo shemocha be'erev hu mishum shirotze she'erev yamenuach davka b'meis ha'knesset shalhem, and even if his reasoning is because he doesn't want the Erev Chatzeros to be any place but in the shul, e'ef shor lezakos lo ba'korcho, you're not allowed to go and be mezakeh on his behalf if he has a protest. Dirshu footnote number 11 explains what the difference is between his wife, she'echolu la'ariv ba'korcho, she can go participate even against his will, as opposed to the other b'nei habayis that cannot do this against the father's will, against the man's will. So the Tosefta Shabbos explains, ishto kegufo, the wife is considered the same entity as the husband over here, and therefore she has just as much right to participate as he does. He can't force her not to participate. The Na'ar Shalom explains, Bishum Shishto Bederach Klal, he ha no seis v'no senes b'veso v'no makbil akach. the wife is the one that really controls these types of activities, and therefore it's up to her, and she can go against her husband's desire in this situation. Befrat, with the particular aspect, however, Shekayim Lon She'erev Mishum Dira. That's because an Erev works based upon everybody considered to be living over there. And therefore, the husband wants to live where his wife is. And if his wife wants to participate, so then he, Mistama, goes along with her will as well. As opposed to the Shnar Bebei, so that doesn't apply. So in any event, the Mechaber told us over here that the Bnei Bayis are allowed to participate if it's without the idea, as long as they don't know that the father protested or doesn't want this. And they can do so in a situation where they would ruin it for the other people because that's the only entrance into the chatzer. They don't have another outway from their house. And in a situation where they were rogil. But the Mechaber says, Avolam eino rogil lo. But if it's not the typical thing that they do, then you cannot enter into this situation if there's another entrance and it's not rogil for them to go and participate in this Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Aleph, because Dibistama gam ato daito lezeh. Because since he didn't specifically state he doesn't want to, we can assume that he would want to in this situation where that's how they normally participate. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol b'nei ha-chotzer, but the people in the chotzer, ein yicholim likach pito mibeis ul-ariv. They can't go and take bread from his house, shalom midas echo mibnei ha-bais. They can't just walk into the house and take the bread. They have to get permission from one of the people in the house, and as long as the father doesn't specifically state he doesn't want to, even if he doesn't have the idea that they're doing this, then it's allowed. And this is true, even afilu rogili mohem, even if he always participates, they can't go in there and take a piece of bread without the permission of the bnei ha-bais. And indeed, Oser Aleim, if they don't include him in the Erev Chatzeros in an acceptable way, in a permissible way, then he would in fact ruin it, his house would ruin it for all the people in the Chatzer. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Beis, wrote Salomat, what the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shelo b'yedias echod mibnei habayis, that somebody in the house has to say, yes, you can go take that loaf of bread or that matzah. Di hoya b'yedasam, if it's with their knowledge, hoya mutter kozman shelo shamu mibala bayis sheno rotze be'erev, then it would be allowed as long as they don't know that the father specifically doesn't want this. But if there's no knowledge about what the father wants, and the bnei habayis say, sure, take a matzah from us, so then they would be allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah adds, of ayin in the bir halacha, go look over here in the Dibra Maskel Avol Bnei HaChotzer, where he brings down Sheveinu B'Shem Kama Achronim Sheposkim Bnei HaChotzer Yecholim Likach Pito Shelo B'Yidaso Kozman Shein Yodim Shu Moche B'Dover, that they would be allowed to go in there into his house and take bread to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, as long as they know that he didn't object to this. And this is true, Afilu Shelo B'Yidias Bnei Beisu, even if the family did not know that they're going to do this, they would be allowed to do this under the circumstances that we have described. And if you look in the Bir HaLoch over here, he brings down a detailed discussion that when we say over here, Lo Midas, it means Shelo B'Yidiaso, without his knowledge. And this is the way the Mefarshim understand this. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Be'emes din zeh tamua mo." This is a very strange din. And he says many of the Achronim are surprised at this din. The Maishno b'nei Achotzer b'nei Abayis. What difference does it make over here, the b'nei Achotzer versus the b'nei Abayis? Im itiru b'nei Abayis shlo b'yidiaso, hechisheno pasuach el l'chotzer echor b'rog l'shtate. If we allow the b'nei Abayis to go and participate in this Erev Chatzeros, as long as it's under the conditions that we mentioned, that he normally participates in this, or this is the only entranceway from the house into this chatzah, there's no other chatzah that they can exit to, and therefore he would ruin it for them. So why should it make a difference in the case where we don't know what the Baal HaBayis' intentions were, as long as we know he didn't protest? So then why do we allow the Bnei HaBayis to go do this and not the Bnei HaChatzah to go and do this? Since it's a zechus for him, what difference does it make who does it? After a long discussion, the Chafetz Chaim says, Ladina yesh deos bezeh ben achronim. There are differences of opinions amongst the achronim. He says, the taz of the Morgan of Ra, mashma, the ain b'nei achotzer, yicholun likach pas l'orif, shlo b'idias balabayis, the b'nei achotzer can't, afilum abayis pasur l'chotzer echot, even in a situation where he would ruin it for them. As opposed to the opinion of the Bach and the Maram Lublin, mashma de mutter bepasuach l'chotzer echot. If there's only this one yard and he would ruin it for them, they could go into the house. How do we paskin over here? So he says, that they can, under these circumstances where he would ruin it for them, go and take even the Bnei HaChotzer. Mechaber continues and he then writes, V'yesh Omrim. Now we go back, this is the opinion of the Rambam, as you can see both in the Bir HaLocha, Dibra Maskel V'yesh Omrim, as well as in the Bir HaGol over here, Osches, the Ein Ishto Morevitz Ella Shelo b'idioso, that the wife is allowed to participate, not like we said, even against the will of her husband, but only if we don't know what her husband says. Without his knowledge, the wife can participate. Avol, however, the Mechaber says, according to the Rambam, if Omer Sheino wrote it, the husband says, I do not want us to participate in this Erev Chatzeros, la'ariv imoim, lo, then she would not be allowed to go and be ma'ariv. she cannot go, according to the Rambam, against her husband's wishes in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel explains, Afilu in Ein Habayis Pasuach El El Chotzer Echod. Even if this house is only opening up into that Chotzer, and it will ruin it, She'osar Aleim Ayidei Miniyoso Eso Erev. If he doesn't participate in Erev Chatzeros, they won't be able to make an Erev Chatzeros. Nevertheless, Sifkot Yud Dalet, if he says, I do not wish to participate with them, she cannot go against his will. Va'afilu, and even the Mishnah Berurah says, Im Omar Kein Li'achar She'erva. Even if at the time that she made the Erev, she didn't know his opinion, and she participated. And up subsequently, before Shabbos, he says, no, I do not want us to participate. Nisbatel eruva l'mafreya. He actually goes and ruins it l'mafreya, even though she said yes originally and participated. As long as it's before Shabbos, he can go ruin it retroactively. The Sharat Zion in Os Yud says, this is the opinion of the Rebbeinu Chananel, behedya b'peirushu. He actually says this b'feirush. In the Dibur HaMaskel, V'yesh Omrim Dein Ishto, the Bir HaLocha, so the Chofetz Chaim writes that this is brought down by the Mechaber as the Yesh Omrim, Mashma Desfirulei Le'ikor Kidea Kamaisa, that the Mechaber himself doesn't hold like this Yesh Omrim, he holds like the first opinion that says the wife can go and participate in Erev Chatzeros even against the will of her husband. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'mu Rogil Lo'ariv Yimoyim V'ach Shavein Arotze, if on normal basis, every Shabbos, this man does participate, but this Shabbos he doesn't want to. So then, if he's always been participating, and now for whatever the reason, he says, I don't want to participate this Shabbos, so the Bnei Chotzer have the right to go into his house and force him, so to say, to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. However, v'im eino rogil, but if he doesn't regularly participate, einam yicholim lito mimeno bal karcho, they're not allowed to go and force him, so to say, to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. But but they can go take him to Beis Din, and Beis Din can go force him to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, or Beis Din Yordin Linachosov, where Beis Din can actually go into his possessions and forcibly participate him in the Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tezvav says not only are the Bnei Chotzer over here allowed to go and forcibly make him come into the Erev Chatzeros this Shabbos if he's always been participating, the Uadin Ishto, certainly his wife as well, is allowed to do this. He brings this down in Os Yud Aleph in the Sharat Zion from the Morgan Avraham, and it's also Mashma from the Vilna Gaon, and it's Mashma over here that the opinion of the Mechaber in this situation is that his wife is actually worse off than the Bnei Chotzer, because the Mechaber only mentioned over here the Bnei Chotzer would be allowed to do this and not the wife. In any event, we're talking here, Umayrish Ayidei Miniyoso Esa Erev Oser Aleim. The Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you're allowed to is, as we already explained, is because if he doesn't participate, he's going to ruin it for all the people in the yard, and therefore they have the right, since he's always participated, to go forcibly participate him as well. Sifkot and Tezayin, but in a situation where he doesn't always participate, they don't have the right to forcibly make him participate, but they can take him to Beis Din. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Lomer, Afo Pishahin Biatzman En Yichol Lasos Dino Lanav Shayu, even though they can't take the law into their own hands and force him to participate, Beis Din Oyukofen Oso, the Beis Din has the power to force him to go and participate, Shia Ari Vimoim, that he should be included with their Erev Chatzeros, Kidei Shalo Yesor Aleim, because he loses nothing and they gain, so therefore Beis Din can force him to participate. Everybody agrees to this halacha, afladei rishoni, even according to the first opinion that we brought down. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, in regards to forcing somebody to do a mitzvah, so the Nesivus HaMishpat brings down, anybody can go force another person to do a mitzvah saseh, just like you can forcibly separate somebody from doing an isser. However, the Meshove Ibn Nesivos disagrees, and he says, you can only stop somebody from doing an isser. However, you can't force him to do a mitzvah. And this is also the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch. Chasam Sofer has a very interesting additional comment. He says, "Sha'af im b'inyone kiyum mitzvos kimolulu v'sukkah v'kadome kol ish misro yochol chapos es chaveru l'kayim mitzvah." Even under normal circumstances, if you say you can force somebody to do a mitzvah, I say, "Ain't tzarich beis din l'kach." You don't need to go take him to beis din. Nevertheless, that's in regards to the performance of a mitzvah itself, but not in regards to money. In regards to money, tzarich beis din l'kafya. If it's going to involve money over here, then you need to go to beis din. This is also the opinion of the Shari Yosher. And the Chasam Sofer adds, "Shalach hashiyot." Once the Beis Din paskins, however, then shuv nichla adav v'bchal hachukim v'amitzos, then it becomes like a regular halacha, the chol adam yichol l'chaposo, and then anybody can go and enforce this din. Now, according to the Chasam Sofer, the Chazon Nochum says, Yesh levar madua be'erev ein kofin elam beveisin. So why in a basin can't you do this? That's because it must be that participating is considered a monetary manner, and you can't force somebody to participate in a monetary manner. And therefore, he suggests that you could force him to participate if you're mezaka on his behalf and you're not asking him to pay anything, then it's no longer a davar mamon. However, that's the opinion over here of the Chazon Nacham. Others disagree. Sheesh Asovim Shel Halacha Ein Moel Lazakos Bal Kocho B'Shum Ofen, that you can't do this no matter what, because you don't have the right to force him without Beis Din. The issue footnote number 13 talks about what type of a Beis Din do you need. Do you need a full-fledged Beis Din, or can it be sort of a temporary type of Beis Din just made up of three hedyotos over here? So the Sheel Seshuvah's Chazon Nacham adds over here, he's not sure. He tries to prove Shein Sarach based in Kavua Midivri Agroi. He tries to bring from the Vilna Gaon who said Shamorkel didn't kofin who Midivri Hagemara Shebnei Chotzer kofin zeze lasos lechi v'kora, that you can force them to put up a lechi in a korah, and over there lechi in a korah ain't Sarach kvi al yidei based in Kavua. You don't need a full base into that. You just have three people. So maybe the same thing is over here. The din by an erev chatzeros. Finally, he adds that the Beis Din's power is so strong that they can take money from him, or they can take one of his chafetzim and sell it in order to go and buy bread to participate in the Erev Chatzeros over here, and they can then use this bread to actually be the Erev Chatzeros. This is the opinion also of the Nahar Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkat Yud Zayin. He says you can go into his possessions, Va'os and Shitif, and you can make him, so to say, a partner over here in the Shitif Mavayos or Erev Chatzeros. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here, and by the way, you can see that there's a little siman here to look in the Be'er Halacha, and you see the Os Aleph over here that says, Ein lano peshel tzion zed. There's no explanation for this, and in fact, if you look at some of the newer Shulchan Aruchs, they don't have this tzion over here for the Be'er Halacha. It's a mistake. In any event, the Ramah says, Hagah, Mish eino rogil la'orev, the Erev im bnei ha-chatzer, the chazer me'iruvo, somebody who doesn't regularly participate, he decided to participate and then he retracted. Tzarech lachzor v'liskos. If you want to include him, he has to go make a new zikui on his behalf to participate in this Erev Chatzeros because he withdrew from it. However, avol regular, if he's a regular participant in it, have the Erev Balkarcho, then even if he withdraws, it still maintains itself as an Erev Chatzeros and he cannot withdraw. And this is brought down the name of the Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches, Hainu Shomar, for example, if the person said in the situation where he's not a regular member and he said, okay, I'll participate, and then he says, Chozrani bi mino Erev, I retract from this Erev, Veini Rotzo La, and I don't want to participate in it, and I don't want to participate at all and be a partner with you in this. So then he has the right to do so. And in this situation, if you want to, you have to go sifkot in your test, tzorech lazav liskos. You have to go back and reiterate over here his participation in the Erev Chatzeros. The botel eruvo v'shitufo akodem, afsha dayin apatz munach bimkomo. Because his original participation is nullified, even though the bread is still there, his participation is nullified. V'alkein, therefore, im yirtzu lios od shutaf imam, if he wants to re-participate with them, you have to go make a new sheet of Mavayos or a new sheet of Erev Chatzeros over here. The Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where he discusses this more, and at the conclusion of Dibur Amaskul, Tzorech Lachzor V'Liskos, the Chofetz Chaim says, V'nira de'ena kavonah sh'tzorech lazakos l'itim mechodesh. He doesn't have to go back and give a new piece of bread. El sh'tzorech lomar b'fiv, he has to specifically state, sh'chozir u'mishtatit, that I want to re-participate, and then, u'mezaka l'kum sh'ilem chelik b'fito, and then everybody can go again and have a share in his bread, and that would work. He doesn't have to put down new bread over there. So he basically has to state over here that I'm no longer makbid, that you don't eat my bread. And now this will work. We don't have to put a new piece of bread. He can still use the old piece of bread that was there, but he has to do a reenactment over here, a restatement that they all can eat from his bread, and that will allow them to participate again in this Erev Chatzeros. Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, have the Erev Baal Karcho, that if he's a regular participant, they can force him to. So Rotsu Lomar, She'enu Yochol Lachzu Levat Leruva, it means that he can't go and retract. Ukidlel, as we already said, Deechashu Rogul Arvimarim, if he's a regular participant, so Boim B'nei Chotzev, and Old Mimino Baal Karcho, they can even go and take from him against his will. And certainly, V'koshikain, Hocha, in this situation, Shapas Kvar Munach B'yodim, they already have the bread, he can't retract from it. And even Bafla de Arishon de Sri Allah de Below Das Ishto, and even according to the first opinion that we brought down that said, if you don't have his wife agreeing to this, then the Bnei Chotzer cannot go against his will. Hocha Kila, here they were Mekel, Bibnesha Pask for Munuch Tachziod, because the bread was already in their possession. So here they're Mekel, even if they don't know that the wife protested and wanted to participate. The issue footnote number 15 points out that his protest has to occur before Erev Shabbos if this is going to work. But if he's already protesting, and it's Bein HaShmashos, so the Kaf HaChaim says, any Yochel Lachzov, it's too late, because it's already taken effect. Indeed, the Miri brings down a Maisa of the Gemara in Erevin, where Echad Mibnei HaChotzer Koas Al Shechena B'Shabbos, the guy got mad at all the other people on Shabbos, and he says, I mafkir all my stuff, and therefore, I mafkir my chelik over here in the Erev. And the paskin she'en bitulo klum, it means nothing. Because even if the bread was eaten up, it would mean nothing. So kol shekin over here, all he did was mafkir it. The issue foot number 16 brings down that if he never participated, and even before the first Shabbos that it would have gone into effect, he retracts, then that's good retraction. The issue footnotes number 17 and 18 have additional details regarding to this, but we run out of time. So with this, we conclude today's shir and Simon Shin Samach Zayin.